Miss Piggy. Please. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so lovely to be here.
I'm delighted to meet you at last. It's yes. Brilliant. What brings you to London, eh?
Well, a plane. That's the usual way, right?
Yes, this is very true. I mean, it's a lot quicker than by boat.
Yes.
But are you here to see any shows, or are you doing TV?
Oh, sure. I'm on a promotional tour, actually, promoting the season 2 box set of The Muppet Show, which is now on DVD.
Wow.
That's okay if I plug that, right?
You plug away. Okay. You do whatever you need to do. Is Kermit with you?
No. He's back at home at the swamp. Yeah, he finds London too damp.
Well, yeah, I can see why that would be.
Yeah,
and here I heard a rumor that you got married to him recently.
Yes, I started that rumor. Yes, that's what I've been telling people. Technically, it's a lie.
Ah, but, so there was no aisle then or anything.
Well, you know, one can only hope.
Oh, yes. Dear. I mean, of course, you've had plenty of handsome men in your time doing the Muppet Show. I mean, I'd mentioned Rudolf Nureyev and Roger Moore, just a couple of them. Mm-hmm. But was there anyone that you had a particular eye on?
Well, of course, Kermit. Kermit, he's always been the apple of my eye.
Oh, mm-hmm.
But if Brad Pitt showed up at my door, I wouldn't turn him away.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't.
Okay, let's just make that straight. No,
although
for the
I think Angelina might say something about that.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares about her? She didn't really care, did she?
Hey, now listen, The Muppets have been a huge success, and mm-hmm. I hate to bring up how many years ago it was that it started.
We don't need to do that now.
No. But did you ever think that you'd be working with the likes of, you know, Sir Michael Caine and all the great people that you did end up working with?
Oh, come on. Michael Caine? Everybody's worked with him. Come on, name me a movie he hasn't been in.
It was, he was
See,
in that as well.
See, you can't do it. You can't do it.
No, I really can't. Mm-hmm. Do you know, I think my favourite movie that you appeared in was probably The Great Muppet Caper. Oh. Absolutely loved that one.
You know, that was a
good
one.
With Charles Grodin.
I had lots of costumes in that one.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, was there a particular favourite?
No.
Have you got a favourite Muppet movie?
Oh, well, the Muppet movie, the first one.
Yeah.
You know, I like that one because, it chronicles how we all met, you know, how Kermit and I met and fell in love. And I got about 85% more screen time in that one than the other, so, yeah.
You didn't enjoy the Christmas one too much. That was just you cooking.
Oh, it was like a cameo.
Yeah, that rat got more screen time than you.
Yeah. Yeah, tell
What's
me about
with that,
it,
man. It's all wrong. And of course, there's been loads of spin-off shows as well. I mean, my favorite, The Muppet Babies. Please tell me that's going to come back.
You're kidding.
I love that.
You love that,
especially the Indiana Jones one.
You do realize that was made for children?
Yes,
right?
I may have been a child when I watched it, but I do have it on DVD.
Yeah, never seen it.
It was great. I tell you what, if you get me a Muppets DVD, I'll sort you out with a Muppets Baby.
I really couldn't care less about that show.
No.
Wow. That wasn't me. It was a cartoon.
Yes,
it was a cartoon show.
All right, fair enough.
For the kiddies.
What about Pigs in Space? You were part of that.
Yes, I was.
Now that was great.
I was great in that.
Did you have plenty of adventure going up into space?
No, it was a TV show.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Do you know, I'm getting confused with reality.
I'm just breaking the whole thing for you.
Just don't talk about Father Christmas to me. You know, that would really ruin everything.
No, I believe in him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What? Anybody who gives presents for a living, he's okay in my book.
Absolutely.
He's for real.
And what about this extreme makeover show you did? That was real.
Yes, it was. It was the home edition, which I appeared on. We were going to do the one where they would give me a makeover, but, you know, we just couldn't think of how to improve on perfection,
you don't
you know?
Need it. Absolutely. You are beauty in this vision here.
Yes, I am.
Kermit is a fool, if you ask me. Hey, what about some of the other Muppets? Have you seen any of them recently? I mean, what about Fozzie?
Fozzie? No. We're not really friends.
Oh,
he's Kermit's friend.
Mm,
he's
okay.
Kermit's friend.
Oh, what about the Swedish chef? Hurdy, gurdy, birdy, wordy.
No.
Bunsen and Beaker? No, you don't see too many people anymore, do you?
No, I really don't see the Muppets on a personal level. You know, we just work together.
Okay, so is there anyone in Hollywood that you do hang out with?
Oh yeah, all the big wigs.
Mm?
You know,
the big wigs.
Sure,
so that'd be
sure.
Elizabeth Taylor then. That's a pretty big wig.
Oh, she's got a big one. Yeah. That's true. That's true. I've got a few myself, though. Yes, I can compete.
But may I? This is the natural. Mm-hmm. Ooh, piggy.
Ooh, no, that's not real. Come on.
That feels so real, though.
Yes.
And the ends are so smooth.
Thank you.
I'm actually in
awe. I shampoo the wigs.
Right.
Yes.
And I take it you have a stylist to do them for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, listen, I mean, I wish you all the best with the promotional tour. I hope that you'd like to come back to London again sometime and, you know, maybe we can hook up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Maybe if the Queen could let me borrow her jewels,
yes.
I'll come back.
Okay, well, I'm sure we can sort that out.
You know her?
Yeah, man, she's British.
Yeah. Well, I guess all you Brits know each other.
Totally do. Well, listen, thank you very much for coming in and seeing us.
Oh, you're most welcome.
And I do hope to see you again soon.
Well, ta-ta!
It's time to get things started on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational Mother's Day.